of territory. This is SRN News.
Be real, retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this second to last day of May, it's going to feel more and more like summertime. In fact, today's high temperature in the upper 80s is about normal with a good bit of sunshine. Still nothing crazy on the humidity yet. With upper 80s again tomorrow, can't rule out a stray random pop-up afternoon or evening storm. There will be more scattered hit-or-miss storms on Thursday, the first day of June, and also Friday, the second day. Highs in the mid to upper 80s and not much change Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Saab. Montgomery police are investigating the murder of 22-year-old Rondarius McQueen. Police say the shooting happened on Fulmer Parkway. No arrests have been made so far. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery firefighters are still looking into what started a fire that left a man injured. The fire happened just before 4 o'clock Sunday morning in the 5500 block of Carriage Brook Road, which is just off Vaughn Road. A 41-year-old man on the first floor of a townhouse was burned and taken to an emergency room for treatment. His name has not been released. Firefighters were able to evacuate the adjacent home. In national news, 9 people were shot yesterday on a busy Hollywood Beach, Florida boardwalk. It happened after an argument resulted in gunfire. So far, no one has died. One person is in custody and another is at large. And those are your news headlines. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
Your Montgomery Regional Airport, MGM, now offers a direct, nonstop American Airlines flight from Montgomery to our nation's capital. The evening departure allows you to experience an eclectic dining scene just as the American D.C. backdrop. Whether you go for the museums, monuments, or restaurants, MGM wants you to rethink your limits and fly local first. Visit FlyMGM.com for Washington, D.C. departures and arrival times. Rethink your limits. Fly MGM. Fly local first.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, Max Fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
Did you know Hypnosis by Doctors blends psychology and clinical hypnosis for weight loss in Montgomery since 1992? And they can help you if you're trying to quit smoking. Listen to what local people have said about their weight loss success.
Hi, my name is Terry. I've lost 33 pounds since 2018 and kept it off with Hypnosis by Doctors. I changed my eating habits and no medication or exercise was required.
I'm Linda Silverman. I lost 50 pounds during the pandemic using phone therapy and clinical hypnosis. I was overweight for over 20 years, binging on ice cream, chocolate, and cookies. Now, I have no desire for them. Thank you, Hypnosis by Doctors.
Find more testimonials at hypnosisbydoctors.com. Call today for a free screening at 213-0054. That's 213-0054.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next-day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus next-day energy with melatonin plus extended-release B vitamins.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. I hope you're having a great morning this morning. It is a Tuesday here in the heart of God's country, the 30th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2023. I hope y'all had a great Memorial Day weekend. We are excited to be back. I am here. Amy Beth Shaver's here. Sky's here. Big Dave is here. The whole crowd. Jeeves is over there somewhere, I think. Everyone is here making this wonderful program go. How are y'all this morning?
Pretty good.
You're good? Sky, yeah. You good?
Wonderful.
It's all wonderful.
Couldn't be better.
Dave's good.
Too blessed to be depressed, too anointed to be disappointed.
I don't even know why I ask him.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just way too happy, way
he
too
is
cheerful.
So happy.
On a day after Memorial Day.
Yeah.
It was nice to act like I was retired.
For a couple of days?
Yeah.
Well, I'm never going to be able to retire, so. But I want to get back to the show when we have days off.
Do you?
I miss the show. I don't like going on vacation.
Well, we all text each other articles and we just go ahead and have another show.
The show never ends.
Never ends. I did drive behind somebody who was not excited to go back to work.
Were they?
Yeah, I could just tell. Like the rest of the, we're going like 70, 75. We're just, it's beautiful
day. I like how you said you were going close to the speed limit.
It was because I watched
80,
it.
85.
I wasn't going 80. I'm not on a long trip. If I'm on a long trip, I'm going to go 80.
Okay.
I'm going to go 78,
so just going
actually.
To work.
But going to work, this nice, you know, SUV was just hanging back. And I was like, wow, you really don't want to go to the office today, do you?
Don't want to go back.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Traffic was not as bad today. So a number of people must be on vacation or
school's
something.
Out, sir.
School's out. Is that the difference?
School's out for summer.
Yeah, but the kids don't drive to work downtown.
They don't, but a lot of the parents who had to leave at a certain time can leave later.
Are kind of dragging around.
I'll do a traffic survey, and I'll let you know how that turns out. I'll get right on that.
Turns out.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, I don't know if I want to talk about Texas, the Texas high schools, or I guess this is the big announcement, because it happened while we were all thinking about Memorial Day. Which is another question, by the way. Do we really think a lot about Memorial Day? Or is it just another one of those holidays that it's a 3-day holiday and we kind of, whatever. And the answer really is, if you ask our kids and grandkids, what is Memorial Day about? Most of them have no idea.
Correct.
Which tells me that we really don't take these days seriously.
I paused at 3 o'clock yesterday.
You paused at 3 o'clock? Was there some sort of TikTok special pause at 3 o'clock thing?
No, it's a thing they voted in a long time ago. 3 o'clock on Memorial Day, that's when you pause to respect the people.
See, I didn't even know that.
I didn't. Thank you.
Did you get that on the TikToks?
Mm-mm.
You knew that? Like,
yeah,
you knew that
I've
before?
Done that almost
he
every
knows
year.
Things.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Where you been?
Apparently, I don't know. I've been doing this show with you for multiple years. You never told me that.
I don't tell you everything.
I ask you on every holiday, I ask this almost same question about whether or not we take it seriously. Do we or do we not? Like July the 4th, that's when we don't take that seriously. And September the 11th, which is not really a holiday, but we don't really...
It's I guess it's not. Didn't the Obamas turn it into a day of service?
Oh, they turned everything into a day of service. All good little communists turn everything into a day of service.
That's true. We can outserve you and show how good we are.
We are very, very, very good people.
We're super special.
So on this holiday, the Republicans who've been taking a stand, I'm talking about a bold stand, Washington, D.C. Republicans, our congressmen, number of U.S. senators, mostly the House members, they have taken a stand. And they have been telling everyone they are fed up with the national debt, and they are just not going to take it anymore.
Well, I mean, it's like... they sounded like, what was this, take this job and shove it? What was it? Mel's Diner, kiss my grits. I mean, basically, that's what they were saying, wasn't it? Elect us and you can kiss our grits, Democrats.
There's no way. We're not, it has gone too far. The future of our children and our children's children and our children's children is way, way too important. And we are not. We ain't doing it.
Say it right.
There's nothing you can do to make me raise the debt ceiling again. And the Biden administration didn't even talk to them for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then came along and said, well, you know, I think we finally started some discussions and we'll see if we can't compromise. You know, that's like compromising. Your spouse comes in and says, let me think what they're going to say. You know what we need? We need a Lamborghini. No, a Bugatti. We need a Bugatti. We really need a Bugatti. And you're like, baby, we make like $55,000 a year. What do you mean we need a Bugatti? She's like, we need a Bugatti. And you're like, no, we don't have the money. We can't buy a Bugatti. She said, well, we're going to compromise. That's what we do. I went to the counselor. The counselor said, we need to compromise. You're my husband, and I'm the wife, and we are going to compromise. And they compromise on a Lamborghini. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what the Washington, D.C. Republicans did. Mm-hmm. We are not doing it. We need to compromise. So they compromised on more debt.
Oh, and in that more debt, didn't it also include 85,000 IRS agents instead of 87? So what does that mean?
You gotta compromise.
Per state? How many less per state? Like 50 less per state? Thanks, guys. Slipped in there at the last minute?
Well, look, they took a hard stand for us. You know what? They fight for us every day.
My name is the kid lawyer, and I fight for you. That's just what they are.
I don't understand.
Did you see it coming? Did you know this was going
to
happen?
Well, all you got to do is look at, you just have to look at history. Mm-hmm. Republicans always say, we're not going to raise the debt ceiling. We're not going to go further in debt. We've got to have a budget. We need to do budgets. We can't do these patchwork spending things. And then the press rolls in. Oh, it's going to be terrible. The United States may default. It could default. And it would be awful. Do you know how terrible it is? On top of that, you're supposed to, if you're a good person, you're supposed to pay your bills. And we cannot default. And if you don't care about default because you're not sure what default is, remember that old people are gonna die. And if you don't care about the old people, I know you MAGA people love the army and the military, and they're not going to get paid. And that's what they do. And then the Republicans go, oh, no. We're gonna get blamed for old people and the military not getting paid, and the government could shut down, and I don't know what we'll do without the government. And then they go, okay, we'll agree to whatever you want. I mean, it is... okay, listen to this. According to Representative Matt Rosendale, Republican from Montana, the new agreement has no full elimination of the 87,000 IRS agents. Has no elimination of the green energy subsidies, has no elimination of the student loan redistribution program, has no spending freeze at the fiscal year 2022 levels. He says, but hey, we won't have to talk about it again until the 2024 elections. So awesome. Actually, he says, I think it's a disaster. So they, on top of not getting the things that they told us they were all for, they scheduled to have this thing happen again till what? January 2025.
So if we complain about this to people that we sent there, are we then going to be told, you just don't understand the way government works?
That's exactly what they would say. You just don't know. I remember years ago, I think it was before I ever ran for Congress, I was talking to some congressional leaders, and it was when the Republicans had just gotten the majority again in the House and Senate. I don't remember who was president at the time. Maybe it was Bush. And we were talking about, oh, now we can do this, and now y'all can do this, and now y'all can do this. And one of them said, well, you know, we have to govern. And I was like, have to govern? What? And then I finally realized that we have to govern means we're going to do it more like the Democrats. Mm. We're going to continue to expand government. We're just going to get, we're going to let it get bigger and bigger and bigger. This is what Wall Street Silver posted out. They didn't raise the debt ceiling by an amount. You know, a lot of times they're like, they raise it by $1 trillion or $500 billion. They did not raise it by an amount. They set a new date of January the 1st, 2025. So it'll be after the elections. So nobody has to get, that's one of those inside deals. You know how we talk about they're all on the same team?
Yes, they are all on the same team.
Hey, let's not have this fight again, okay? Y'all won't get the blame. We won't get the blame. We'll put it off till after the presidential elections of 2024. He says, so technically the debt ceiling is now unlimited for the next 19 months. They did this because actually having to agree to a $36 trillion would be impossible for them to pass.
Okay. So, really? So when they try to differentiate themselves the next time they run for office, is that when we get to remind them that they were playing footsie with one another and this is all a joke? Like,
listen to this part. This means that during the next recession in 2023-24, if tax revenues decline and spending increases, they can borrow an unlimited amount of money for the spending spree to reinflate the economy.
So they're just mainlining cash.
Yes. So if the economy starts to slow too much and people are like, oh my gosh, we're going into a recession, they can dump another one of these doses of incredible amounts of money, which will fire it up a little bit. They'll throw kerosene on the fire. The wood's wet, and it'll blaze up, and they'll all get reelected, and then the kerosene burns out, and we're worse off than we were before. But all that matters is that next election.
And we're going to be told when we have our people who want to come in and be on the show when they run for office again, mm-hmm. You just don't understand.
Right.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Well, we just had to do it, and there was no other way around. Eventually, this crazy spending train ends. And I could see when the dollar was the world's currency, and it still is today, I could see the mindset of it doesn't matter. It never matters because everybody uses the dollar. But when you have China and Russia and Brazil and South Africa and India, I mean, the huge portions of the world, and other countries grabbing on to this BRICS thing, the dollar is not sacred.
Mm-mm, no.
And this is going to come to an end, but none of these cats care. And arguably because maybe Americans aren't savvy enough to realize the train wreck is coming. And so these people are just leading from behind. Let's go out to Fred. We may have to carry him over. But Fred, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I was calling about what you're saying about Memorial Day. And You know, yesterday I thought of all the soldiers that I saw that failed in Vietnam, and I started thinking about my uncle that was killed in World War II at 19 years old.
And yes, sir.
You know what? I really believe people do understand I'm being positive. I heard so much positive things out yesterday in the neighborhood. I heard just positive stuff about knowing the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. I think they actually get it. Some of the young people don't quite get it, but I think people actually get it. And I'm going to give a shout-out for something you think I'd never do. I'm going to give a shout-out to NASCAR. You know, NASCAR was on my hit list for a while, blackballing, you know?
Hey, you're cutting out, Fred. We got a bad connection. But, yeah, NASCAR wants you back. But wait till next week. They'll be all rainbowed up, I promise. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
For the fourth annual Alabama Poppy Project in historic downtown Prattville to honor our fallen heroes. Over 2,000 bright red handmade ceramic poppies are on display in this free outdoor art exhibit created by Hanson Fine Art and Pottery. Poppies can be reserved for $45 with a portion of the proceeds benefiting nonprofit organizations honoring the fallen and the families they've left behind. For more information, visit alabamapoppyproject.com or call 334-301-0336. This art exhibit runs now through Wednesday, May 31st.
This is Chris from Surviving in Alabama. I encourage you to go to my YouTube page, like, share, and subscribe. That's Surviving in Alabama. Do you know how to survive in an emergency? Well, I spent years in the military learning how to do that. I'm also a master gardener, and I grow my own food. Not all of it, because I don't think anybody can do 100%, but I'm going to teach you how to do a lot, how to preserve, how to think outside the box door, and make it on little. What are you going to do when the lights go out? That's Surviving in Alabama on YouTube. Go check it out.
Hello, hello. This is Christina, and as the managing partner of the all-new Lexus of Montgomery, I couldn't be more excited to welcome you to our dealership. Our team is dedicated to providing the ultimate luxury car buying experience. We are committed to making luxury affordable for everyone in the community. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River region. As managing partner, I take pride that we are not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. This is Christina, and I want to sell you a car. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today or shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
There's one collision shop in Montgomery that stood the test of time, and that's Montgomery Paint and Body. MPB is PPG certified. They have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, as well as Underwriters Lab approved. They're recommended by J.D. Powers and Associates and Road and Track Magazine. Why have they been endorsed by such prestigious groups? It's because MPB goes several steps beyond others when they repair your vehicle. Trim and bumpers are removed for painting instead of being taped off. The Turners still own and operate MPB. In fact, when you go in, see Brandon Turner. Brandon is there day in and day out, and he and the staff can answer all your questions. And if your vehicle needs to be repaired, make sure it goes to MPB. Tell your insurance company you want it repaired right and that you're insisting on Montgomery Paint and Body. Hey, MPB also replaces windshields. Montgomery Paint and Body, or your vehicle will be repaired good as new, maybe better. MPB on East Shirley, just off the East Boulevard, behind Courtesy Auto Sales. Call 279-7325.
Improve your home's energy efficiency and curb appeal. Call JB Windows and Siding, your home exterior expert. Siding, windows, trim, carports, awning, roofing, and more. JB Windows and Siding uses only top quality home improvement products. Add low maintenance, beauty, value to your home for years to come. Call JB Windows and Siding today at 265-1216 or visit jbroof.com.
JB Windows and Siding.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819news.com. If you want to be a part of the program, the number here is 1-800-289-9228. Is Fred still on?
Fred is still on. He said he'd like Fred, to finish up his comments.
Yeah, I wanted to get Fred back. And, man, Fred, you're being positive today. Memorial Day weekend must have been good for you.
Well, I was being rushed a little bit because we ran out of time, but what it is, you stole my thunder. I was going to say I want to give a shout-out to NASCAR because at least, and then that's where I finished.
Oh, okay, I jumped in.
At least they put the soldiers that were falling names on their cars, and I had nothing else to do yesterday because I had hurt my foot and I couldn't walk around too good. So I was watching it, even though it was sponsored by the great communist Coca-Cola company. But anyway, other than all of that, I don't trust them at all, but I do give them a shout out for at least putting it out there, even if young people don't understand why they did it. I know why they did it, but the worst thing of all, Scott, is a Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers watching a feeble, mentally disturbed so-called president that had pulled us out of Afghanistan and let those soldiers die. What did those 13 gold family people think that watched him do that? Wonder what they thought. That's like a murderer going up there to prosecute somebody. Are you understanding? Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, it made me plumb sick to my stomach. So our country is way, way, way deep sick, okay? And I am being positive about Memorial Day. I think more and more people understand what it means. However, there's still going to be some play from people like Coca-Cola and with NASCAR and all of that. But I'm glad that they put their names on there. And I'll let you enjoy your show. I thank the world of y'all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Fred. We appreciate you. Absolutely. So maybe we do. Maybe we do a better job of recognizing Memorial Day than we do some other holidays. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm happy to hear.
Do you remind your children the origins of Memorial Day?
No. So, I'm castigating myself.
In this country, it began as Decoration Day in the South.
Really?
Once again, it was Yankee-fied and became... became Memorial Day, but we began this.
Yankee fied.
Yeah. What do you call that?
No, Yankee fied is the correct
term. That's the correct term? Okay.
Yeah, it was culturally appropriated.
That's the word. Thank you.
It's okay.
But it was Decoration Day in the South.
Better days, and then they get taken over. And then we pretend it never had an origin from the South because nothing good came from. It's like kind of like public broadcasting and those kinds of things, which has been warped now. I get it. It's been damaged, but wasn't Alabama the first state to have a public broadcasting station?
I
I know it was very early, certainly in the South. I can't remember. I'll research. I'll put our crack.
I mean, we got learning. We got some learning.
Well,
guys,
we tried at least.
Listen, on this Memorial Day, I do have a bit of bad news.
What?
Because Jane Fonda.
Good old Jane. Annoying Jane.
Correct. Says that you guys, white men, are to blame for the climate crisis.
Really?
And she calls for y'all to be jailed.
To be what?
To be jailed?
To be jailed. She made the remarks at the Cannes Film Festival on Saturday. She traveled all the way to France to lecture people on climate change. So y'all go ahead and just turn yourselves in.
Come get me, Jane.
Can you even imagine that this is what you believe, that these are the remarks you're going to make on a Memorial Day weekend? Thanks, Jane, for reminding us why no one pays attention to you. But it did make the news, and I think this is ridiculous.
I feel sorry for Jane Fonda. I mean, her dad was a very good actor, is that right? What was her dad?
Henry Fonda.
He was a very good actor.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was the real deal, and she was the attractive daughter, and that was it.
And then something happened.
And
we don't know
so
what,
her whole entire life has been about just how do I make myself relevant? Isn't it?
Yes.
I feel bad for her, because now she's like a really old, haggardly...
And she still needs somebody to hate. And
irrelevant.
It's you and me.
Yes.
It's half
I think she hates you more than she hates me, because I'm adorable.
I wear that as a badge of honor.
Of course. Sure.
Let's get her on the show and find out.
Let's see if we can get her
on
here.
I mean, can you imagine how exhausting it is? What are you doing now?
I'm reading things that Jane Fonda has said recently. Don't do it.
Okay, I won't, but I'm going to look anyway. Because
really,
I'm in the protected class.
She
you
really
guys are
does.
Not.
Yeah, y'all don't need to hear it. There's things we can't talk about.
Oh.
Have you found it in The Guardian?
Oh.
Talking about the French director.
Oh, dear. Let me look.
Asked to sleep with her. This is back in the 60s.
Oh, my.
Yes.
This must be pretty good. I got a big gasp out of... Okay.
Well, I got to the next part of the article, which wasn't just necessarily about that.
Yeah, well,
she said pro-life activists and politicians should be murdered for their beliefs on abortion.
Whoa!
Hey, at least you and I are only getting... Well, first we're jailed... Then we get executed.
I'm going to switch over to...
She learned a lot from the North Vietnamese.
Boy, she did.
About how you treat people, how you deal with dissidents.
There's your liberal left wing.
Wow.
That's your liberal love and tolerance for you, brother.
Yeah. Murdered. Okay.
All those crazy right wingers. I don't think we should teach that in school, and probably shouldn't have it on TV. What? You're holding me down. Where's my freedom? The leftist. I think you need to go to prison, and then we'll kill you.
That'd be murder. Right on, Jane.
I mean, they get away
Peace
with
and
it,
love,
guys.
Everybody.
This is the ridiculous part of it. They get away with it every time.
We're like, can't y'all just stay in the closet? And they're like,
no.
Prison and death. Prison and death.
When do those words come out of our mouth? When somebody's killed somebody else?
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
When they actually murdered a human? But they would prefer that you gentlemen just held up your wrist for the handcuffs and let them shuffle you off to Buffalo. Where you never heard from
them. Is that where we're going, Buffalo?
Yeah, you're going to Buffalo.
That's
where your camp is. Allison and my camp is somewhere different, where there's rainbows, butterflies, and gardens. Yours, however...
We're going to Buffalo.
You're going to Buffalo.
Yeah, but wait till Jane finds out about your views on abortion, and then...
then I'm
shuffling
first.
Off with
then
us.
Then you're going to be up in Buffalo with us. Yeah. I don't know. Buffalo will be better than... Aren't they going to have a camp in Detroit?
I wonder if Jane,
exactly who deserves to live in the world of Jane Fonda.
I don't know.
Her and...
She clearly doesn't like this French director. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
We're kicking kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
I could never recommend somebody call a number for a job unless I was 100% certain that the people they were calling were of high caliber. And I'm talking about turf stalkers. They are looking for help. They specialize in outdoor maintenance. They, of course, do lawns and edging and trimming. And they also do pressure washing. And they're really great at what they do, but they need help. So if you're looking to make a few good bucks and work with a terrific group of people like Brian, McMahon, and Kenny and the group, call 558-1611, 558-1611. Or if you know somebody who's just out of school and looking for a good summer gig, again, Turf Stalkers hiring, 558-1611. And learn more about the company on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is the unofficial start of summertime, and we've got some warmer days ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. That's actually normal. Good bit of sunshine. Still not too bad on the humidity. Nothing crazy. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, upper 80s. Can't rule out a stray, random pop-up afternoon or evening storm on the last day of May. More scattered hit-or-miss storms on Thursday and Friday with mid to upper 80s, and not much change Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm here. Abs here. Sky's here.
He just had to repeat that. Everybody.
I just said it
funny.
Twice. You don't turn
Thank
on
you.
The mics.
Say it
I
twice.
Didn't turn on the mic. It sounds
twice
better.
Nice.
The first time is always better.
Your lips were moving, but nothing was being said.
Yeah. And you say it faster the second time, like you've got to get it through. I don't know why. But
it
the
was
day
like
after Memorial Day, somehow we begun to discuss annoying Hanoi Jane. Jane Fonda.
She's
a
back.
Lady who...
Oh, wait. You use the word lady far too frivolously. Let's come up with a new name for her.
Yeah, because she's not a lady.
Just
an annoying, genetically female individual.
Okay.
With an RBF.
Real product of Hollywood is Jane
Fonda. She really, really is. And I'm telling you, look, I've got the theory. I know it's not a Conspiracy Thinker Thursday, but I'm just telling you, I think a bunch of those folks make deals with the devil for fame and fortune, and then they reap what they sowed, and they turn into old, scraggly, angry golem.
There is evidence to support that theory. There really is.
And the worldview is just insane. And they're like, and then what's funny is so many Americans are like, if I could just be like celebrity so-and-so, if I could just be like the actors and the actors, if I could just make it to Hollywood, if I could. And I'm like, they're miserable. Miserable.
And they
people.
Want you to be miserable too.
And they really do. And it's all the glamour and they're still miserable. But I didn't. So the story, this is the thing that people won't ever forgive her for. And Sky was telling us about it again. So tell me about it again on the air. Because I'm not sure a lot of people remember
Jane, during the
Hanoi Jane.
The Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Fonda went to North Vietnam, and there was
And she had all these pictures made,
right, and she was
in a North Vietnamese uniform, and she's by an anti-aircraft gun, and it's all wonderful. Of course, all the press is there.
And there was a lot of talk about American POWs being tortured.
Right, which they were, being tortured. Jeremiah Denton, one of those guys.
Incredible. He blinked it out in Morse code.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
Incredible story. Alabama's own. But so Jane Fonda, her goodwill tour of the enemy, and some of the American POWs risked their lives and under threat of brutal torture and losing their lives to pass her a note.
So she could take it back to the United States and say, hey, we are being...
Yes.
And my guess is they were like, she's over here. She doesn't know what's happening to us. She's just a dumb, you know, little Hollywood girl.
But
and
she's
if
an
we
American.
We can just tell her
she's an American. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to put our trust in her and risk our lives to get the message out. And Jane Fonda immediately turned that message over to the North Vietnamese. Traitorous much?
Yeah, you think?
And why did anybody listen to anything she ever said again?
After that, whether you were for the war, against the war, if you thought we were there just for whatever, oil, or... Hey, what was... I wasn't there, Sky. You're not a lot older than us, but what was the argument against the Vietnam War? I mean, from a substantive standpoint. Look, I know there are a bunch of dope-smoking flower children... Let's go to Woodstock, riding the VW bus.
Well, it's easier
guys
to
and girls who just did not want to go to the war, and I get it.
Well, it's easier to start with the reasons why we were in Vietnam, and that is the domino theory. If Vietnam falls to communism, then the next country in Southeast Asia is going to fall, mm-hmm. and communism is going to rule the world. And the argument
and we must not have really believed it. Because we didn't let the military actually wage the war.
Well, we were never there
we
to win the war.
We just played police action.
Yeah, we were
and
never...
got a lot of Americans killed. Because my understanding is we could have won, but we had all these rules of engagement, and we would do this, and we wouldn't do that, and we wouldn't go too far, and we wouldn't... And that
war.
We were held back by politics in D.C.
Exactly. War is big business. It is big, big business. And,
right.
Think of Afghanistan recently. It's just, and of course, we were right. Or the young people were right. We didn't have any business over there in the first place. And it's just a terrible waste of lives, and many that came home were never the same. They didn't die.
Well, you know, it's very similar to some of the arguments that's made about big pharma and big health care, in that in the modern era, why win a war if you can drag it out and your profits continue to roll for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. I mean, how many years were we in Afghanistan? Yeah. I don't even know. Was that ever really a war?
I don't believe it was
more
ever,
like we're just running around chasing goat herders in the mountains.
Yeah, that's American adventurism.
A hit here, a hit there. On top of the fact that our brilliant intelligence services watched what happened to the Russians in Afghanistan, and the Russians don't usually get all caught up in the, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? They were probably much more free with their activities.
Right.
And then they couldn't win in Afghanistan. Of course, we thought it was because we were helping the Afghanistanis or Afghans.
Mm-hmm. We could have learned a real easy lesson from the Russians, who just spent, who basically bankrupted themselves.
Yeah, they were there for a gajillion years as well. You know, don't you think the Russians were laughing because they knew the Americans were helping the Afghans when they were trying to whip the Afghans, and then they pull out, America goes in. Weren't the Russians helping the Afghans the second time? They're like, this is way more fun.
That's had to be a real eye-opener there. These people are stupid. Their leaders are stupid.
They didn't see what we did.
The soldiers, though, are the ones that pay the price, especially in Vietnam. And then they come home and were treated poorly back home as well.
Yeah, I never understood why the beatnik crowd acted like they hated the soldiers. Wow, they just got through. Okay, you got to help me with this.
I don't get it either.
I'm gonna be the flower child person. I'm protesting. Okay, I got my sign. No draft, no draft, no draft. You can't send me. No draft. No, I have no choice. No draft. This is America. And then the young men and women come back from Vietnam who were sent there because they were drafted, that you just protested against, don't send me, make me go.
Yeah.
And they're like,
baby killers.
Oh, it's all your fault.
Yeah.
You know full well they made them go. It's not their fault. There's so many disconnects in the 60s. I'm telling you, dope smoking is bad for the brain.
Now he's going to call, and we're going to have to talk about this.
Oh, no.
I mean, look, my neighbor, everyone, let me just alert, I have a neighbor who smokes pot, and right. I just waft through the woods, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, really? So you just, you know, that's what Big Dave would tell me to do. Just go outside and just take a big sniff. But you're right. There is a disconnect. Here's my question.
Okay.
Is, do y'all, because we were little, mm-hmm. but was there...
And you're older than me, so...
I'm younger than you. Thanks. Thanks, Scott.
Not by much.
I know I'm not. It's fine. I mean, did we learn anything from that? I mean, we seem like we continue to do the same thing. We wage wars we can't win. We try to be all things to all people. We don't mind spilling blood because it makes the neocons and the liberals who are for war look like they're doing something.
Right. And they're spilling somebody else's blood.
And they're spilling somebody else's blood. And here we are. I'm thinking that we're in the same position, because what about our kids in Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get this worked out.
Yeah, so our kids are on the list. And my kids and your kids won't get the booty gig treatment. You know what I'm saying?
No.
They won't be reporters writing for the military newspaper. Mm-hmm. They'll be at the front. So let me ask you this one. Do the neocons and the leftists, do they know it's the conservative, patriotic Americans' kids that are going and doing the dying?
You better believe it.
So they're not worried about that?
It's always a rich man's war and a poor man's fight.
Amen.
Ain't nothing changed.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program. Yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
Pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in, everybody. Almost the end of the first half of the show. Let's get out to the phone calls. If you want to join in, don't forget the number, 1-800-289-9228. Steve, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Just like to say, great good morning to you and the gang. You're doing a great job, as always. But I got a couple of comments. One about Hanoi Jane.
Yes, sir.
The worst thing that did not happen when she was sitting in that gun emplacement in North Vietnam was we could not call in an airstrike on that thing. Unfortunately, it was downtown Hanoi, so, you know, and that was a no-fly zone. You know, I would love to have seen somebody blow her butt straight to hell and gone when she was sitting there. But I am a Vietnam vet, and as yes, with every Vietnam vet that I know, we all despise that woman. We despise the ground she walks on. But also, I was a volunteer to go to Vietnam. That was straight out of basic training. And I proudly spent my time there. But I also now realize that Vietnam was nothing more than a test bed for new weapon systems, because we developed so many new weapons and tactics during that war. It's scary. And so, yeah, when you get down to it, that it was basically a big business war, that's exactly what it was. We wasted a lot of lives for the weapons manufacturers and other people to make a hell of a lot of money.
God Steve, I appreciate Steve. Your service, absolutely.
Yeah, God bless you.
And I struggle with this whole, and it looks, it's abundantly clear, I think, just this whole idea of the lack of respect for human beings and for men and women in the military, and just, you know, it doesn't matter if somebody's son or somebody's daughter doesn't come home, or it doesn't matter if they are, you know, handicapped for the rest of their lives. I can't grasp that, and it looks to me like there are people in our government who just see other human beings, people that aren't in their families, as hamsters or cattle, or they're just disposable.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that bothers me the most about some of these things we're doing. A great example is Ukraine right now.
Yeah.
I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of Ukrainians are being killed, and we're not even going to talk about peace. We're not even going to talk about trying to put this to an end. And, you know, there's that saying, Steve, where they said we're willing to fight to the very last Ukrainian. It looks like in some of our conflicts around the world, we're willing to fight to the very last regular American.
Exactly. You know, I look at that just like I look at this fentanyl problem. You know, we got all these people up here that know that this drug is basically a weapon of mass destruction. But
yes,
they
sir.
Won't do anything about it. They won't even talk about it. But the instant that it touches one of their people, one of their family members, or a close friend, and one of them dies, you can bet they'll shut that damn border down so fast it'll make your head spin.
Oh, it'll be important then. You're absolutely right, Steve.
They will send the military in to go after the cartels. And they'll tell the Mexican government, to hell with you. You want a war? We're going to give you one.
Yep. Y'all are out of control. The cartels are running your government, and we're going to put it to an end. But you know what, Steve? Some of these people might be so bad and so evil that they say, Cousin Joe is, my kid, it's nothing compared to the millions in kickbacks I'm getting from the cartels.
This is true. This is very true. You know, a prime example, and I know it's fiction, but a prime example of that type of attitude, if you ever have the opportunity to either read the book or see the movie, The General's Daughter, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about.
I'll check it out. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate you, brother. We got to take a break.
Right.
It's the top of the hour. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Great call. We'll be back.